Welcome to episode 31 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and today I have a mini episode for you where we are going to learn about one interesting English expression. I know last time I said that this was going to be a full-length episode, but I just got too busy this week. And maybe you can hear it in my voice, I'm still feeling a little bit sick. So I'm sorry, today will just be a short episode, but I will be back as soon as possible with a full-length episode. Remember, the Everybody ESL podcast can be found in the Apple iTunes store and on the Stitcher app. If you like the podcast, subscribe to it and leave it a good review. And also, if you have any questions about anything that I've talked about in any podcast episode, or questions about any English topic at all, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, now let's get on with this mini episode. The idiom I'm going to teach you today is hold your horses. Have you ever heard anyone say, hold your horses? Has anyone said that to you? Hold your horses means don't be impatient. Slow down. Relax. Hold on. Wait a second. It means all of those things. Think about somebody commanding a team of horses. He's in a big hurry to get going. He wants to race off and do whatever it is he needs to do. But somebody tells him, wait a second, hold your horses, keep your horses here, keep them under control, don't race off. We have other things we need to do, or maybe we just need to relax for a minute. So hold your horses means, hey, relax, you're getting too impatient. One important thing about this idiom is you only ever use it in the imperative. That's a fancy word that means a command, or an order, or instructions you give somebody. So you can tell somebody, hold your horses, we need to talk about this other thing first. But you can't say, the other day I held my horses. Or, I really think it would be a good idea if he holds his horses. Those just don't work. They just sound strange. Hold your horses really only works as an imperative, a command. And we call it a command even if we say it in a gentle, polite, reasonable way. So even if you tell somebody, well, now hold your horses for a minute, that's still a command. And that's the only way you ever hear or use this expression. And that's the end of this mini episode of Everybody ESL. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with a full-length episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.